I don't see the Christian church becoming empty. First, we must understand that Sai Baba, the Sai Baba avatar, has not come to start any new religion. Instead, he has come to raise all religions to the same pedestal of glory and treat them as a single religion, the religion of love. This has been prophesied also by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Ocean of Light. Sai Baba himself has confirmed this many times in his discourses. Swami encourages us not to change the religion in which we are born into. Instead, Swami has said he should practice his own religion sincerely. A Christian should be a good Christian. A Hindu should be a good Hindu. A Muslim should be a good Muslim. Let each one be a true practitioner of his religion. No one should criticize or hate another's religion. All are one. Be alike to everyone, said Jesus. The one God is common to all. The Sai Baba avatar has come to restore the foundations of eternal righteousness, Sanatana Dharma, in all religions. Swami has not taken form in favor of any particular religion. He has come as the world teacher, the Jagat Guru. When the Christian church comes to the awareness of this truth, God walking the face of the earth today, it is going to be her very rebirth. She is going to shine in her full splendor and glory. Sai Baba has come to lead mankind to the complete truth. Complete truth. Jesus once said to his disciples, I have so many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth. That Spirit of Truth, Satya Narayana, is here with us today. The church needs strong courage and deep humility to delve into this mind-boggling event of our time. Swami is 81 years now. In 15 years, he will leave this physical form. How can we miss this chance? When Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, we did not take him seriously. The religious authority, the same religious authority, rejected him. History repeats itself when we don't learn from his wisdom. It is time for the church to take a leap of faith, a dare into the unknown. Without the fences of defense, she must approach the reality of Sai Baba with an open disposition that seeks to know the truth. The church today needs the spirit and courage of Pope John XXIII, who convened the Second Vatican Council and opened the windows of the church to a lot of radical changes and rebirth. Of course, I acknowledge that changes in the church will be very difficult because of the strong emphasis, this strong emphasis on the infallibility of tradition. The church treasures the past declarations of our ancestors to be beyond the margins of error. This is why we are praying for the grace of Sai Baba. The church is her bride. Only he can break her barriers of fear and restore her to that original splendor of truth. This was our prayer, you remember, on Christmas Day and during that Holy Mass, which we conducted in the ashram with Swami's blessings.